Last time on Left Behind.
Trigger.
Very good, sir.
Mayday! Mayday! This is San Francisco Tower!
Can you turn on your flashers?
I
can't. Oh, you're about 20 feet above me.
They found some Lear wreckage in the area. We're pretty sure it's Earl's plane.
Buck, how are you going to find Dr. Ben Judah? No one else can.
I would appreciate it if you would refer to me as Mr. Fortunato.
That means a lot to you, does it, Leon?
Do you suppose he means him?
I'm still praying you're keeping him out of this.
I hate you, Rayford Steele!
Based on Nikolai, the third book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 29 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Captain Steele, you are staying on the plane?
I told Leon, Mr. Fortunato, I would head up front. Still getting up to speed on the new plane.
Potentate, we should move our meeting to the center cabin, don't you think?
I'm heading back to the cockpit.
Oh, yes, it's fine. Take as much time as you need, Captain. You are right, Leon. It will be more comfortable for us. We'll use the conference table.
I have the charts you requested in there as well, sir.
Good.
Gentlemen! Please, follow me this way.
Then we can get down to business.
Dr. Rosenzweig sends his most heartfelt and loyal greetings to you, potentate. There is an urgent personal matter he wants me to share with you.
Is it of a confidential nature?
I don't believe so, sir. It concerns Tzion ben Judah.
A scholar who has created such a stir with his controversial message.
Apparently his wife and two stepchildren have been murdered by zealots, and ben Judah himself is in hiding.
I should have expected no better.
I could not agree with you more, potentate. It is quite irresponsible of those zealots to let him slip away.
Yes, so what is it that Rosenzweig wants?
He wants you to intercede on Ben Judah's behalf.
With whom?
I would imagine with the zealots.
All right, gentlemen. Calm down, please. Well, perhaps what I should do is accede to Dr. Rosenzweig's request and speak directly with the head of the zealot faction. I would give him my full blessing. And perhaps supply him some technology that would help him find and eliminate his prey.
Very good, sir.
Let me tell you this, gentlemen. A person such as Ben Judah is much more dangerous to our cause than an old fool like Rosenzweig. Ben Judah is more than a scholar. He has the ability to sway people. He wants to fill his countrymen's minds with this blather about the Messiah. People would believe anything. And when they do, they are dangerous. Ben Judah's time is short, and I will not stand in the way of his demise.
Stay down, Rabbi. The river's narrow here. We are close to the shore.
Where are you taking me, Mike?
Trust me. You will be very hard to find where we are going. And if you are found, those who find you will encounter a great deal of resistance.
I must get in touch with my friend Heim. I must tell him I am alive.
He knows you are alive.
But I must call him.
In time, Rabbi.
Well, the people are most vulnerable. Yes. Look, they will look to the global community for help, and we will give it to them. Oh, I tell you, I was so excited, so full of ideas last night. Together, we have moved to a one-world currency. We are close to a cashless society. Now, upon your return to your respective areas, we will simultaneously initiate a 10-cent tax on all electronic money transfers. And along with the tax on oil and gasoline, I estimate that will net the global community $1 trillion each year.
Incredible!
Oh, yes. Yes, and with the tax on each region's gross national product, that will bring... Oh, gentlemen. Please. The expressions on your faces. Gentlemen, we are building a global community. Pain is part of the process. The devastation and death of this war will blossom into a utopia unlike any the world has ever seen. And your countries and regions will benefit, and you, personally, most of all.
Buck, you just go ahead and make yourself comfortable. It's going to be a while till we get to Tel Aviv.
Yeah, if I get bored, I'll just play with a few of these buttons.
So what's new with the jet-setting magazine writer? What's it been, 2 years?
Well, lots happened since then. Changes. My opinion about the Vanishings, for instance. Hey, weren't you the one who thought it was aliens?
Hey, I had no more of a clue than the next guy. I was just trying to make sense of it like everybody else.
The one that convinced me came from a pilot.
Really?
Yeah, it worked for Pan Khan. The way he explained it, well, it made the most sense.
Yeah, we got time. Let me hear it.
Good enough. How much do you know about the Bible?
Intelligence sources became aware of the attack on New York by the American militia. Their leader, President Fitzhugh, was killed in our retaliatory attack on Washington, D.C. Leon?
Yes, sir. Now, with the appropriation of the Alaskan oil field here, global community now controls two-thirds of the world's oil supply. We will steadily raise the price of oil, which will further finance our plans.
Gentlemen, I will soon be appointing leaders to replace the three ambassadors from the regions that turned against us. That will bring the global community administration back to its full 10 regions. And you will no longer be my ambassadors.
What?
Watch me. I don't understand.
Quiet. You will now be referred to as sovereign heads of your own kingdoms.
Yes.
You will each continue to report directly to me, and your loyalty will be rewarded.
Does that seem as nuts to you as your space aliens did to me?
Not really. You'd be amazed at the number of people I've run into who think you're right.
I tell you one thing. If I am right, people who don't believe are going to be in worse trouble than they ever could imagine.
I can't think of worse trouble than we're in right now.
You know, I used to apologize. I tried to make sure I wasn't coming on too strong, but now, well, I hope you'll check out what I've said.
If what you say is true, the end isn't that far off. Just a few years.
Exactly.
And, if a fellow was going to check it out, he'd better get to it.
You know, Ken, I couldn't have said it better myself.
The world has had enough of an antagonistic press. Even I, who have no designs on personal gain, have been attacked and criticized by editorialists. The global community's ability to purchase all the major media outlets has virtually eliminated that. While freedom of speech and of the press may once have been necessary to keep evil dictators from taking over, such opposition is unnecessary now. I want to tell you something, and I want you to listen very carefully. The same control we have over all media, we also need over industry and commerce. Ownership is not the issue. Control is. Within the next few months, we shall announce unanimous decisions allowing us to control business, education, healthcare, and even the way your individual kingdoms choose their leaders. Democracy and voting will be suspended. Each of you will tell your subjects this was your idea, you raised it, you sought support for it, and you prevailed. In public, I will reluctantly accede to your wishes. and we will all win.
Potentate Carpathia, I know I am merely your aide and not a member of this august body. However, may I make a suggestion?
Why, yes, Leon, why, we all value your input.
I was just thinking, sir, that you and your colleagues might consider suspending popular voting as inefficient and not in the best interests of the people, at least temporarily.
Oh, Mr. Fortunato, I do not know. Gentlemen, how do you feel people would respond to such a controversial proposal?
Yes, you must consider it.
It only makes sense, Potentate.
I agree, you must. Yes. This is the correct plan of action.
Very good. Do you not see, Potentate? What you have done with the media is a model we also need over industry and commerce.
But we would have to own all business.
That is not necessary. You must simply control it and lead it.
Well, I thank you very much for your input, gentlemen. It has been most stimulating and inspiring. I will take all these matters to heart and let you know soon.
So they've been trying to kill this Ben Judah guy all along.
Yeah. There have been threats against him almost every day. But from what I've heard, the last few weeks have been real quiet. Of course, now...
Yeah, but he's been protected by... What'd you call those two?
The witnesses?
Yeah. I read something about them. Some kind of rally?
Yeah, Teddy Kollek Stadium. They appeared on the platform with the rabbi.
Come nigh and listen to the chosen servant of the Most High God. He is among the first of the 144,000 who shall go forth from this and many nations. Those who come against him before the due time shall surely die.
It was incredible, the number of people, the way it all came together.
Does your Bible say anything about the future of these witness guys?
Well, they're protected now.
Protected?
Supernatural. You've seen the news?
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, they'll be attacked and killed. If I'm right, that won't be for another year and a half.
And you learned all this from your friend Bruce?
Yeah.
Must be tough without him around.
You can't imagine.
Remember, no smiles. This is a grave, sad day. Appropriate expressions, please.
Potentate, apparently there is a surprise waiting for you.
You know I do not like surprises.
It seems your fiancé is waiting with the crowd.
That is totally inappropriate.
Would you like me to have her removed?
No, I am not sure how she might react. We certainly do not want a scene.
Yes, sir.
I do hope she knows how to act. This is not her strength.
Pilot and co-pilot first. Let's go. Ambassadors, remember your positions. When we are on the tarmac, you will stand exactly as you are now, flanking the potentate. The flight crew will be on the other side of the V. Captain Steele, this is your position in the picture.
Mr. Fortunato, if it's okay with you, McCollum and I would prefer to bow out of the photograph. Is that okay?
Not unless you'd like to go against the wishes of the potentate himself. Please, do what you're told.
After you, Ray.
Don't you know who I am?
Please, release her.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
This is totally inappropriate.
What's the matter? I was happy to see you.
This is a solemn occasion. Act like an adult. Judith, you will stay by my side. Oh, it is so good to be back where I belong. It is wonderful to reunite with loved ones. My fiancé is overcome with grief, as I am at the horrible events that began a few hours ago. This is a difficult time in which we live, And yet our horizons have never been wider, our challenges so great. Now that may seem an incongruous statement in light of the tragedy and devastation we have all suffered. But we are all destined for prosperity if we commit to standing together. We will stand against any enemy of peace.
Is he safe? That is all I need to know.
He is overcome with grief, but he is safe for the moment. He asks about your Jaime.
They have interrogated me, the police. They accuse me, and I can take that, but the police are implying... You will not say this to the rabbi. They imply the deaths of his family may have been his own plan.
That's preposterous.
The authorities. The only thing worse is the press. They hound me at every step.
I killed a man last night, Jaime.
You what?
He came for the boat. He said he was looking for someone. I discovered he was looking for the rabbi.
Perhaps he was the deliverer you talk about.
This was no deliverer. This was an enemy of the Almighty. God has spoken to the witnesses. He is sending someone, a person who knows the rabbi, who knows the witnesses. The deliverer will understand the prophecies and will be a believer in Christ.
Michael, for our friend's sake, I hope you are right. The press. Do not let them see you. I will take them the other way, toward my car.
Shalom.
Excuse me, please.
One question, please. Have you seen Rabbi Ben Judah?
Did you witness the attack?
Has he phoned you? Has he made any contact at all?
I have not seen him or talked with him. Other than that, I have no comment.
Well, where is he now? No. Do you have any idea?
Do you deny any involvement?
What do you say about the accusations that the killings were planned by Dr. Ben Judah?
Are you sure?
Hey, don't worry about me, buddy. I'll hangar this baby and find a place to crash till you get back. Always wanted to tour this country. Well, it's nice to just be in a place that hasn't been blown to bits.
Yeah, well, don't stray too far. I can't be sure when I'll be able to...
You can reach me through the airport. When you're ready, call. I'll be checking in there.
Okay. Thanks, Ken.
Hope you find what you're looking for.
Cameron! Cameron!
Doctor. Doctor, it is so good to see you. Doctor, listen, I only have a few days. What can you tell me? Do you know what Sion is?
Cameron, it's so terrible. What a hideous, horrible defiling of a man's family.
No, you've heard from him.
One phone call. He said you would know where to begin looking for him. But Cameron, have you not heard the latest?
Well, I can't imagine.
The authorities are trying to implicate Sion in the murders of his own family.
Oh, come on. No one's going to buy that. Nothing even points in that direction.
Of course, you and I know he would never do such a thing. But when evil elements are out to get you, they stop at nothing. You've heard about his driver?
No. What? Not him, too?
I'm afraid so. A car bombing. His body was barely recognizable.
Haim, are you sure you're safe? Does your driver know how to
check
care?
For car bombs and other such things, yes. Yeah. Andre is quite skilled.
But you're associated with Dr. Ben Judah.
Which means you should not be seen with me.
Yeah, well, too late for that.
Andre assured me we were not followed.
Good. I cleared customs with my phony passport. Did you use Williams when you booked my room?
Unfortunately, I did, Cameron. I'm sorry. I even used my own name to secure it.
We'll just use that to keep them off our trail, huh?
Cameron, I'm afraid I'm not too good at all this cloak and dagger.
Why don't you have Andre drive you directly to that hotel? Tell them my plans have changed and I won't be in until Sunday.
How do you think of such things so quickly?
Here, you can reach me at this number.
Is it secure?
Yeah, it's a sat phone. Just don't put my name next to that number and don't give it to anyone else.
If I were a praying man, I'd pray for you.
Chaim, one of these days soon, you need to become a praying man.
One more thing, Cameron. I have placed a call to Nikolai for his assistance in this.
I wish you hadn't done that. I don't trust him the way you do.
You need to get to know the man better.
Look, I'll try to communicate with you as soon as I know anything. Call me only if you need to, okay?
I will. Be careful, my friend.
Welcome to the King David, sir. Do you have a reservation?
Yeah, Herb Katz. I should be registered for a 2-week stay.
All right, Mr. Katz. And are you registered with a certain company?
International Harvester.
International Harvester. I'm sorry I do not have it here. Could you fill out this card for some more information for me, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Steele here.
Captain Steele, are you all right?
Hattie, yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Not so good. I'd like to see you if I could.
When?
Dinner tonight, about 6.
Is there a rush? Amanda's in the States, but she'll be back in a week or so.
No, Rayford, I really need to talk to you. Nikolai has meetings from now until midnight. He said he didn't have a problem with my talking to you. I know that you want to be appropriate and all that. It's not a date. Please?
I guess.
My driver will pick you up at 6 then.
Did you see movement on the river last night?
The river moves every night, my friend.
Have you seen anything strange? You said you would help me find someone if you will not take me back to
Many the people come to me who are searching.
I can help you, depending on who you are searching for.
I am looking for the heretic.
I am sure there are many heretics in Israel.
The rabbi, Ben Judah! You know where he is. Tell me now!
Calm down, my friend. Put your weapon away. I have turned off the motor for a purpose.
Do you know where he is?
Look there, along the shore.
What? I see nothing!
Now, drop your weapon, and you may live.
You are one of them! I will kill him!
I'm sorry, but Mr. Plank isn't in. Can I take a message?
This is Buck Williams. Do you know when he'll be back?
Potentate Carpathia requests you to come to New Babylon.
I figure.
I don't know all the details. I'll let Steve call you when I get in touch with him if you like.
No. Just tell him I'll get in touch soon. Goodbye.
The Wellingwell's not too much farther, sir. This is your first time?
No. No, it's not.
Really? So you've seen those two, huh? The preachers. They are very scary, if you ask me.
Yeah, I've seen them.
How did you get through? I mean, no offense, but you're not...
Well, I was with the rabbi.
Ah, that explains it. So, didn't see anyone burn, I hope. That is too much for me. No.
I'm afraid to you, unless one is born again.
Not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten
Son. I have told you earthly things, and you do not believe. How will you believe if we tell you heaven?
Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
But so many people have died. Security is tight at the wall. How will you get in without your rabbi friend? Sir?
I don't know how. I just know I'm supposed to go there.
I do hope you will be careful, sir. There have been so many deaths. It would be a pity if you were next.
Have you been able to get through to him at all?
Michael, he has not eaten or spoken other than what you hear.
You must not know about Jaime.
How long, Michael? We cannot keep him hidden forever.
God has promised his protection.
And how many more will you have to kill? They are getting closer.
We must pray that God's deliverer will come. And that he will come soon.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Nikolai by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.